The stone polecat swung inwards. Slagar stepped through into the bottom of a deep well shaft, with sunlight pouring in from above. He slammed the exit door back into place and mounted the portholes to the surface, reciting an old woodland verse in a crazy sing-song as he climbed.
A fox who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. It is not over yet, Matthias of Redwall. I will live to take your sword, your son, and your life.
Willing Paws helped Matthias up. He shook his head groggily as the slave army packed in about him.
Where's Slagar? He was here, wasn't he?
Matthias asked uncertainly. Helmtail gave the warrior back his sword.
You'll never believe this. The fox vanished completely into that carved rock wall. We were never allowed up this end of the workings, so the rats must have made that carving themselves. Anyhow, he's gone. What are your orders? Where to next, Matthias?
The warrior mouse shook off his dizziness. Waving the sword, he began running back up the tunnel.
To the ledge. Let us finish this thing. Follow me and shout our battle cry so that my friends will know we are coming.
Like a tidal wave beginning to build out upon the sea, the army grew. Creatures poured out of caves, passages and corridors, running with Matthias towards the causeway steps. They heard his war shout and echoed the wild cry until the caverns of Malcarus's kingdom rang with their voices. Nobody had really missed Constance. As always, the creatures of Redwall were free to go or come as they pleased, and it was not uncommon for the badger to seek solitude and a place where she could be alone with her thoughts for a day or two. The abbot was not exactly happy with the situation, for in times of trouble, his great badger friends seldom left the abbey. Mordalfus yawned, settling himself on a makeshift pallet by the tunnel entrance in Cavern Hall. Who could tell what was in a badger's mind? He would probably awake the next morning to find Constance busy cooking breakfast for them all, he thought. He checked that the Redwallers were bedded down safely. Baby Rollo was squeaking in his sleep as he snuggled between Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse, and a nightlight burned dimly in its wall sconce. The old mouse folded his spectacles away into his wide habit sleeve, closing his eyes gratefully. He composed himself for a restful night's sleep. The fighting birds of General Ironbeak also slumbered peacefully on their dormitory perches through the warm summer night. Mangus and the raven leader catnapped on the windowsill, awaiting the hour before dawn. Inside the gatehouse, Constance had slept fitfully during the early evening. Now she was up and roaming restlessly about. Every aperture she had tried was checked and rechecked. The badger had reached the conclusion she had been locked in by a bird, and that the raven had some plan which he would put into operation quite soon. Picking up a fire iron from the hearth, Constance began working on the hinges of the heavily bracketed door. As if summoned into wakefulness by some inner alarm, Ironbeak's eyes snapped open wide, and he surveyed the sky and the top of the outer ramparts. It was the hour before dawn. Rousing Mangus, he hopped down into the dormitory and began waking his fighters, talking to them in a low voice.
Now is the time. Brightback, take two rooks and your brothers. Mangus will show you what must be done. Bring the wood. Careful now. Do not drop it. The rest of you follow me.
A medium-sized plank of pine, wrapped in sheets, was picked up by Mangus and his helpers. They slid it silently along the floor, taking great care not to let it bump against anything. They moved it slowly down the stairs and out into Great Hall. At a signal from the crow, they latched their claws into the sheets. It was hard work, but after a bit of wing spreading and flapping, the plank rose a short way from the floor. With Mangus holding it steady at the front, they flew low towards the steps of Cavern Hall. Brightback and Diptail settled the rear end of the cloth-covered wood securely on the third step down, and Mangus and Two Rooks placed the front end on top of the barricade at the foot of the stairs, so that it formed a straight walk from the third step to the top of the table that formed the mainstay of the barrier. The crow tested it. Walking the length of the plank quietly, he ducked his head under the arch of cavern hole entrance.